the Saturday Light Brigade, Dave Brubeck, and Camptown Races. And it's a pleasure. It's quarter after 11. We're right on time. And I've got five folks in here. Bass, harmonica, dobro, fiddle, guitar. Also, probably some other instruments coming out in a little bit. And it's my pleasure. They've been here before, and it's just been a ball. The Turpentiners.
I got a cow to milk and a cow to plow. Cow to make you want to shake it down. A cow to ride, a cow to run. Cow to fill your butter churn. Everybody, I just can't lose. Well, my milk cow sings these blues. Right, big mama, I do declare, we're gonna take first prize at the county fair. Me and that cow's gonna hit it rich when she mows the crowd down like Bessie Smith. Everybody, I just can't lose. My milk cow sings these blues. Big fat pig sit up and beg, make a downy white goose lick golden egg. I don't care what you do, you can't hold your own. When my cow starts moving on the microphone, everybody, I just can't lose. When my milk cow sings these blues. Make a big fat pig sit up and beg. Make a downy white goose leg golden egg. I don't care what you do, you can't hold your own. My cow starts moving on the microphone. Everybody, I just can't lose. My milk cow sings these blues. Everybody, I just can't lose. My milk cow sings these blues.
Oh, when you listen to them, the Armadillos, and wow, it's just always great to hear you guys. And Ben, do you want to sort of introduce the whole gang here?
Sure. My name's Ben Hartledge on guitar and vocals. And starting at the other side of the room, there's Stu Braun on harmonica, Adam Frew on upright bass, Ron Meesing on the dobro, and Megan Williams on fiddle. She'll also play some washboard and do some of the singing as well.
All under the same name.
We're the Turpentiners.
Yeah. Ben, you did play in Coltrane, right? Did you play in that group? I thought so. I mean, forgive me, my memory gets bad, but you have such a great voice.
Thank you.
I really love to hear you sing, and that was an unbelievable group. You guys are too, don't get me wrong, but I still listen to Coltrane. I miss you guys playing in that configuration.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to play with that group.
But when did the Turpentiners come together?
Let's see. I think Stu and I started off in 2007. Is that right? Summer of 2007?
Sounds about right.
The two of us have been playing for years before that, and we just started, you know, our own little ensemble with the two of us. Back then, and then gradually recruited more people into the group, and you know, now we're up to five.
Now, where did you get your love for this style of music? And I want to know how you developed your singing style too, because you pretty much have that classic Lefty Frizzell kind of Hank kind of voice that it's just so much fun to hear you sing.
Well, I guess it probably the singing probably comes from. I went to college in Vermont, and I used to, you know, just put Hank Williams on for the entire drive. It was about a 9 or 10 hour drive, and I'd sing along with Hank Williams records.
Must have been awfully sad when you arrived at your destination.
So that's pretty much it. Hank Williams and Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Yeah,
that was another big favorite. So,
what did you study in Vermont?
Literature and languages.
Ah. And are you writing many of your own songs?
That was one from from our collection there.
Really?
Called Everybody I Just Can't Lose When My Milk Cow Sings These Blues.
Now that's, I would have thought that was a PD, you know, a public domain song. And it takes a lot of skill. You know, there are folks that can write songs that sound like they're old songs, but they aren't old songs, you know, and that's a good example of one, you know, did you write that pretty much yourself, or is it a group process for you guys?
I wrote that before we started the Turpentiners, and it was in response to a painting that a friend of mine made. We had a collaboration, this guy named Phil Blank, and he painted a picture of a milk cow sort of floating in the air, you know, playing a fiddle, I think, and you know, he said, okay, write a song, you know, after he showed me the painting, and you know, it took me a long time to come up with a response to that
it's
image.
It's a good song. Do you know Elliot Sussman, who's a musician here in Pittsburgh? Elliot plays banjo and guitar, and he writes songs that sound just like they could have been written in the 20s or 30s, except they're new, and it's a real gift to be able to do something like that. What do you want to do next?
I think next, let's have Megan sing one. This is a Memphis mini song called My Chauffeur.
Ready? Wanna see my chauffeur? Wanna see my chauffeur? I want him to drive me.
The Turpentiners. You have a pretty voice.
Oh, thank you.
Hiding behind that fiddle. And I might have said the Armadillos before. Did I do that?
You did.
Sorry. I beg your pardon. And I want to apologize to the Armadillos, too.
I like an armadillo.
I don't know where that came from. It's I call those speakos. I made not a typo, but a speako. I'm glad someone's listening to me. Robert caught that, but these are the Turpentiners, and I know the difference. The Armadillos were here not too long ago playing. The washboard has been donned.
Oh, and it's backwards.
Oh, yeah. Good thing.
Actually, this time we should invite any of the students that are.
Oh, well, let's get them in.
And the parents.
Sure.
Anyone wants to sing back up, squeeze yourselves into the studio.
Yeah, right, let's bring them in. And you know what? We'll I know if you're listening out at Propel School, Propel East in Turtle Creek, you're building a playground today, a brand new playground. And what a great day you have. And Stu got out of work to come. Hi. Hi. What's your name? Come on up to, let's see, how can we best hear you? Can you sneak in by that microphone by the Dobro? It kind of looks like a hubcap.
All right, yeah, there you go. You're right by me.
What's your name?
Speak in there.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Anna Jo.
Hi, Anna Jo. How old are you?
6.
And do you go to Propel East?
Yes.
And do you like it there?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
And Mr. Stewart's there.
Mr. Stewart, and he's here. And you're going to help sing today, right?
Right.
What's the name of the song you're going to be singing?
The song's called Big City Bound.
Big City Bound. Do you have anybody else in your family?
My mom and my dad.
And do you have any pets?
2 kitties.
I have 2 kitties, too.
So do I.
My kitties' names are Gracie and Mimsy. What are your cats' names?
One is Curly and the other is Larry.
That's my name, Larry.
All she needs is one more cat.
I've never met a cat named Larry. Yeah, Curly and Larry and Mo. One Mo.
One Mo to go.
Bald
one Mo.
There, right? Is Mo the bald one?
Yes. Yeah. We used to have Mo, but Mo's no longer.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
But we, actually, Gracie.
Oh, okay.
We have a cat that is kind of licks her fur so much that she. Yeah, she. I mean, she's healthy, but she just. What are your cat's names?
Santa and Scarlet.
Oh, very nice. My neighbors have Mischief and Mayhem.
Nice.
Those are great cat names.
I have Nonsense.
Nonsense the cat. So, Stuart, tell us here a little bit, Stu, about what you've done here. We have one brave girl who's going to sing with us, or actually, and a brave.
And a mom.
No.
And I think
are you?
Who's a boy here?
Oh! Come up and say hello.
Adam's son Jackson is here too.
Hi, Jackson. Jackson. You're hiding.
He's going to sing or he doesn't get fed. That's the...
Okay. Jackson,
right,
how old are you?
5 1/2.
And do you also go to Propel?
No.
No? What school do you go to?
Pittsburgh Montessori.
We were at Pittsburgh Montessori at the family herb dinner the other night. Were you there? It was people making food using herbs from the garden. Have you ever used the garden there?
Mm-mm.
Maybe that's for when you get a little bit older, but we were just at Pittsburgh Montessori, and it was fun. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
One brother, one sister.
What are their names?
Jeffrey and Nadia.
And are they older or younger?
Older.
So are you the youngest? That's what I am. I have 2 older brothers. What do you like to do? If you were inside on a rainy day, what do you think you would do?
I would rather play video games.
What would you do if you were outside on a sunny day?
Play with my brother.
What would you play, do you think?
I don't know.
Not sure? Well, it's very nice to meet you. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older? What would you like to be?
A police officer.
How come? Just 'cause? Makes sense. Well, I'm glad you're going to be singing, and it's nice that you're going to be singing too. And Stu, do you need to tell us anything about this song?
No, the song pretty much tells its own story, so why don't we get...
Once again, the Turpentiners.
Just like Texas chili needs hot chili sauce, I need a big mouth woman to be my boss. I wanna move to town.
I wanna move to town.
When I pack my truck, I'll be big city bound. Say Shirley up in town. The women grow on trees. I'm gonna move to Atlanta. Pick me a Georgia peach. I'm gonna move to town.
I'm gonna move to
town. When I pack my truck, I'll be big city bound. I'm gonna leave my worries out here in the sticks. When I hit that city like a ton of bricks, I'm gonna move to town. I'm gonna move to town. When I pack my truck, I'll be big city bound. I'm gonna move to town.
I'm gonna move to town.
I'm gonna move to town.
I'm gonna
move to town. When I pack my truck, I'll be big city bound.
The Turpentiners plus three, and I wanted to give you a present for singing. I can't reach you though. It's a pencil, if you were wondering what it is. Not you. I know you know it's a pencil. People listening on the radio don't know. And you can have one too.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. They're not sharpened for your convenience. You can whittle points on them when you get home, but we found it's better to serve them unsharpened. The Turpentiners are here. It's 11:30, actually 29 minutes before noon. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. And it looks like we're going to just make a few little changes, and we'll do that. Bye-bye. Some folks coming in and out. And the kids did a really great job. Mr. Stu's going to make his way back in a minute. I was talking to Ms. McGough, who is the principal Goff, who's the principal at your school, and she's convinced you scheduled the Turpentiners being here today so you wouldn't have to work on the playground.
Well, I think you had a hand in rescheduling.
Yes, we did.
But yeah, it worked out conveniently for me because everyone else is out there digging holes, and actually it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, you guys
were... We're building a playground outside of our school, and today is the dig, and a lot of kids and teachers and parents are out there, and I'm sure they're having a good time. I know they're eating a lot of hot dogs, and it's actually looks like they have a beautiful day to be out working on the playground. So when I get back to work on Monday, I think there's going to be a playground next to the building.
Yeah, isn't that neat? And the kids, I can't imagine the look on their face, those who aren't there today, when they get back. And I had forgotten we had to reschedule from some time ago. Pretty rare when I can't make it. And thanks for being able to be here today. Are you guys playing out anywhere that we should know about?
We have a show at Mr. Small's with Nick in the Central Plains.
Oh, nice.
June 11th, is that right?
Yeah.
And I'm playing solo with a friend from Brooklyn, New York, named Andy Freeman, and another friend from Baltimore named Caleb Stein. Both of them are really excellent songwriters. We're going to be playing up at Hollywood Gardens in Rochester, PA. On Monday the 9th.
I've heard good things about Hollywood Gardens. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, that's a great spot. We've been out there a number of times, and we're playing out there again in the fall. You know, October 8th, if you want to plan that far ahead.
Busy.
You can always search www.turpentiners.com, and that'll keep you updated as to where we are.
Excellent. And how about recordings? Anything available for folks to purchase?
Not yet, but hopefully this year we'll not be so lazy and finally get something out, because we need to capture something.
You'll get there. It's hard with five guys and five people. Sorry about that. And keeping everybody together. I got all Ben's raring to go. What do you want to do next?
We're going to do one called My kids all look like the milkman by request.
And is this one written by you? Or
no, it's...
It's half written by Ben. Look.
It's kind of like revised. You know,
okay. It's been folk processed.
It's been folk processed.
Okay.
Hey man, you forgot the milk. My kids all look like the milkman. My kids all look like the milkman. My kids all look like the milkman. Tell me, how can that be? From the lemon stand, I was all puckered out, so I went to bed. Switched on the lamp to look for something to read, and found the milkman curdled up next to me. My kids all look like the milkman. My kids all look like the milkman. My kids all look like the milkman. Tell me, how can that be? Let me tell you, when the good milk turns, you got to get fresh cream from another churn. Now I know why my kids look like that, but you'd think that they'd at least look half and half. My kids all look like the milkman. My kids all look like the milkman. My kids all look like the milkman. Tell me, how can that be?
The Turpentiners, you could have a little cottage cheese industry with that song. I could see it coming now. There aren't many songs about dairy products out there, and you hit the milk cow at the beginning of the set. You've got the milkman here.
It's cheesier from here.
How many of you had a milk?
We have it from the production and delivery level, so.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, you have vertical distribution straight down the line. How many of you had milk? Delivery people growing up. I did. It was Otto Dairy. We still actually on our street, Marburger Dairy from Butler delivers milk if you want it on our street, which is amazing to me. I don't know how many people get it, but you know, I see the truck and it looks like the truck looks like it's probably about 80 years old. You know, it's an old truck driving up and down. The Turpentiners are here. It's 22 minutes before noon. I hope you're enjoying them as much as we are listening to them. Really great if you're driving around right now with your radio on, maybe the windows open a crack and you're just able to listen to this music. Ben had mentioned earlier listening to all this Hank Williams music driving from Vermont south, and it is good driving music. These kinds of tunes, they sound good when you're out and about. What's next?
Next we're going to have Megan sing again. I know we've heard this song on your program in the past, many different versions of it, so we're going to give it a go. It's called Summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy. fish are jumping, and the garden is high. Your dad is rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby.
Megan, that was beautiful. My goodness.
Thank you.
Do you sing in other configurations or with other groups at all? Or?
This is it. This is my singing. Ben has been so kind to allow me to sing. This is really the first band I've really sang with as a, you know, semi-lead.
That's you sound great, and that song. What was so nice about that song is all of you, excuse me, really had a chance to stretch out. I mean, the solo Ron did was great, and Stu hearing you play as well. And Adam, you take a break in that song? I don't think so, but one of these days you ought to let Adam have a break, a little bass break.
When he goes home after practice, he can take all the breaks.
Oh, okay.
I keep on telling Adam we're going to work him into a solo here pretty soon. So
how do you feel about that, Adam? Do you...
I try not to think about it.
See that?
And Ben gets his guitars on a discount without having any solos in them.
It's a solo-free model. Yeah. It's half off.
The washboard is back, and
yeah,
it's with the right or the correct side facing out.
Yeah.
Now, how did you? Did the band suggest you play the washboard?
Well, we had a gentleman that was with us once upon a time, and he played the washboard, and his schedule didn't allow him to really be in this configuration. So I was like, well, heck, I always wanted to play the washboard. I'll give it a go. So here I am.
And you're using finger picks, I think,
these
right?
Are,
not
these
spins.
These are compliments of Mr. Ron Meising.
Oh.
These are actually his. So I'm gonna sell these on eBay, you know, eventually for a profit.
Well, there's a lot of Meising Bialya up there. We were bringing those up last week.
Oh yeah.
At this exact time, we found a few Flying Fish LPs out there
nice.
For $40-$50 a copy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Ben has one, I think.
Oh yeah, Jerry's Record Shop. You can get Ron.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're in the orange section up there, the bright orange section. Because I've seen a washboard played with spoons too, so playing with finger picks is a way to do it. So what are you going to do? What's this song going to be?
Let's see. I think we're going to do Cakewalk into Town.
Cakewalk into Town. And again, you're listening to the Turpentiners. And if you're enjoying them, and I suspect you are, it's simply turpentiners.com. You can keep in touch with where they are playing, bug them to record a CD. Maybe if you do it, they will. We'll also make this performance available at neighborhoodvoices.org, so you can at least, maybe we'll get a bootleg started until, you know, the Turpentiners and the bootleg, it kind of goes together.
I had the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. You know I'm feeling so much better, I could cakewalk into town. I woke up this morning feeling so good, you know I laid back down again. Throw that big leg over me, mama, I might not feel as good again. My baby, I love the way she walks. When the girl gets sleeping, I love the way she baby talks. I wanna go on a picnic in the country, mama, oh, and stay all day. I don't care if I don't do nothing, just while my time away. Scarce, you know, and you know that work is done got hard. I spend the whole day chasing roosters from my mama's chicken yard. My baby, I love the way she walks. When the girl is sleeping, I love the way she baby talks. Morning feeling so good, you know I lay back down again. Throw that big leg over me, mama, I might not feel as good again. Said I woke up this morning feeling so good, you know I lay back down again. Throw that big leg over me, mama, I might not feel as good again.
The Turpentiners, and a nice sound, a nice combination of instruments to hear this all together. Robert Gray is doing a great mix. It's a mix so good that as I was listening to the blend, I was getting really confused because he's, you know, like any good audio engineer's doing, he's putting some of you in the left and some of you in the right and some of you in the middle. And Megan was way over here, even though she's right in front of me, and I got really confused. I thought you were like being a washboard ventriloquist for a minute. You were throwing your sound there. But we thank Robert for doing such a great job with everything today. Probably have time for two more, I think. One or two more. It's up to you. It's so great to have you here, and
thanks.
I do hope we'll at least get to hear one more. I'll leave it up to you.
Okay. Well, we have two on the list, but if you want us to do one,
no, let's do two, and we'll throw it over. We should be able to get them in. The Turpentiners, Ben Hartledge singing.
I went down to a little crap game, and that was against my will. I lost every penny that I had in my pocket but a greenback dollar bill. A man threw the dice right on the floor, and things rolled around like ice. And just as I jumped in the back door, I got mine. I got mine. I got mine. Around here trying to get some goodies all the time. And ever since then, I've been living right, man. I've been living off a chicken and wine. I belong to the knockdown side of where I got mine. I said I went to church this morning, and the people all began to grin. They said they'd seen that gal of mine, but couldn't say exactly when. A man grabbed a turkey right by the neck, and the thing jumped around like dice. And just as I jumped out the back door, I got mine.
I got mine. I got mine.
Around here trying to get some goodies all the time. And ever since then, I've been living right, man. I've been living off of chicken and wine. I belong to the knockdown all began to grin. They said they'd seen that gal of mine, but couldn't say exactly when. A man grabbed a turkey right by the neck, and the thing jumped around like dice. And just as I jumped out the back door, I got mine.
I got mine.
I got mine. Around here trying to get some goodies all the time. And ever since then, I've been living right, man. I've been living off of chicken and wine. I belong to the knockdown society where I got mine.
The Turpentiners, that would put a big smile on my face. I've always liked that song, and you guys do it really well. Thank you for being here, all of you, Stu and Adam and Ron and Megan and Ben. And I hope we'll see you again soon. And the best way to keep up with these guys, I think, is turpentiners.com.
Definitely, yeah. We'll post any shows on there that we have coming up. So
great. Well, thank you.
Let us know how to get in touch with us, too, on there.
Great. Like. Yeah, so just go right there. And if you didn't get a minute to note turpentiners.com, you can always call us, and we'll put you in touch with the group. We got, indeed, time for one more. What do you want to do?
One called A Cool Million.
Thank you guys for
being
here.
Have fun, everyone out there building the playground.
Oh, that's right. Good luck.
Hit my nickel on the 50-50. up your overcoat. I bought a ticket on a riverboat. All my pockets lined with gold. Caught a man on the second floor. Don Trump was on my back. I had him sent back a fitness class. I'm sitting on a cool maid now.
Turpentiners, thank you. You guys get better and better every time I hear you, and you started off pretty good to boot. Thank you for being here with us today.